Cause it ain't my Twitty.
All right, now that we're all
cause
set.
Cause it ain't my Twitty.
Let's get you set for this.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
Conway Twitty.
Getting you to Eric Church in concert. This is a day to Dickey's Arena, Friday, February 27th. Fair pass is on the line. If you could tell us, one, two, three. Three songs provided. Two of them, yes, Conway tunes. The other, not. You tell us which ain't our Twitty at 817-877-1921. You're set. You're going to Eric Church. And that's where we're going today with Conway, because he's taking us.
Uh-oh.
To church. Eric Church, yes. But there were many times, of course, that some say, reported, it's even on his Wikipedia, being a Conway fan was a bit of a religious experience. It could be. It could be.
Really?
Mm.
He went to church? Spent a lot of time there?
You know it.
Okay.
I'm sure he did. I don't know what pew, but yeah, he was there at church. So Conway going to take us to church, and certainly he did so musically throughout his career. Tell us, though, which ain't our Twitty? Here we go. Song title.
Number one.
The High Priest of Country Music.
The High Priest of Country Music.
The High Priest of Country Music. That's a bold claim. That's number one.
Say, yeah.
Number two.
The sound of an angel's wings.
The sounds of an angel's wings.
Sound of an angel's wings. That's number two.
That's what's it sound?
Or is it three?
Number three.
I may never get to heaven.
I may never get to heaven.
I may never get to heaven.
May never get to heaven.
Oh, he's taking us to church and a little beyond, perhaps. But which ain't our Twitty? You tell us. Good morning. Hi, it's Hank.
Yes.
Hi.
Sorry. Okay, I was trying to... am I in on the contest?
Oh, yeah, we're on the contest. Okay. We're in the contest. The contest is everywhere. Who is this? Where are you?
I'm Glenda Acapulco.
Well, hello, Glenda. How are we today in Acapulco?
Good.
Oh, that's your last name. Never mind.
Oh.
What town are you from?
Granbury.
Oh, sunny Granbury.
Celebration capital of Texas. Hey, girl.
Gets confused frequently with Acapulco.
Yeah.
Granbury.
Uh-huh. They do confuse it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have a few more cliff divers in Acapulco. And
do
cliffs.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they?
I mean, I know Cliff.
Five guys named Cliff right now in Hood County, I can tell you.
I only know the one in Boyd.
But we know Glenda, and she is the good contestant of Oz. She is first up, actually, here. You're first up, Glenda. One, two, or three. Which ain't our Twitty?
I think it's number one,
the high priest of country music. I will tell you, every one of these is affiliated with Conway Twitty, but only two of them are songs. So you're saying, okay, the high priest of country music is not a Twitty tune. All right. So let's see. Sound of an angel's wings. Is that...
But again, I heard the sound of an angel's wings.
That was definitely a sound that it made, and that's what it sounded like. Conway singing
about angels.
About angels. Mm-hmm. It's ironic. It's kind of a conundrum. Okay, I'm going to hit. We got one more button. If the high priest plays, we got problems.
Okay.
It's a kind of a generic statement on the show in general, actually. If I may never get to heaven plays, also a problem, but that would be good for you. All right, survey says which is a Twitty tune.
Alamo.
Oh.
I may never
there it is.
Look at that.
He may never get to heaven, folks. No. But he once.
Came mighty
close. I did. But he once came close. That is a Twitty tune. The High Priest of Country Music is from Conway Twitty.
Oh.
But it's the album title of his 1975 album, The High Priest of Country Music. He never actually did a song.
Did he have the backwards collar on and everything?
I think there was a big hat involved, yeah.
It's a good look.
I didn't think I'd ever heard him sing anything about a high priest.
Well, you're going to church nonetheless. Eric Church passes. That ain't our Twitty, Glenda.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
It's KB and Heather Lee. And as always, please hold all applause until after the show.